This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
Hi, this is Heath Alk, your Farm Bureau Young Leader from Montgomery County. Montgomery County Farm Bureau farming members receive Farm Week, a free farming newspaper. Farm Week is one of the nation's leading farm publications. Get Farm Week by joining Montgomery County Farm Bureau. For more details, call 217-532-6171 or check our website at www.montgomerycountyfb.com. Or come into the office, brought to you by Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
Crop insurance continues to be a valuable tool for farmers. Jasper County farmer Bill Michael remembers why he decided to purchase crop insurance coverage for his operation.
In 1983, we had a drought. Our corn averaged 15 bushels to acre. Soybeans averaged 20 bushels to acre. That's what opened my eyes to crop insurance. Ever since then, I've had crop insurance every year.
At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, we understand the value you place on working with a crop insurance provider that understands today's crop insurance options.
Farm Credit, the crop insurance agents have been very helpful. They're very knowledgeable in the different programs, different policies available. They're just a phone call away. If I have a question, I just make a call and the answer is there.
Call Farm Credit today at 800-444-FARM to discover more about a crop insurance plan to fit your farming operation.
Farm Credit has been a big help insurance-wise. They've been a very big help.
At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, we understand.
Prepare yourself for the flu season. Michelle's Pharmacy is now giving vaccines, and the best part, no appointment or prescription is needed. If you or a loved one are on Medicare, vaccines will be billed at no cost to you. Michelle's Pharmacy offers influenza, pneumonia, Zostavax, and Tdap vaccinations. Protect yourself today. Get all your vaccinations at Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville and Gillespie. Call 854-4022 or 839-9901. Michelle's Pharmacy, where delivery to your home or office is always free.
It's coming up on 10 minutes after 6 in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now. December wheat is trading at 8.43, that's up 1.25. March wheat trading at 8.59, up 1.25. December corn trading at 7.38 3/4, unchanged. March corn trading at 7.42 1/4, down 1/4. January soybeans trading at 13.92 1/4, down 2.5. March beans trading at 13.78 1/2, down 3.5. The overnight crude oil market, 17 cents lower at 89.11. The Brent crude, 7 cents lower at 111.63. The December gold contract, 90 cents lower at $1,733.50. The U.S. dollar index, 0.024 lower at 80.850. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, December wheat ended at 8.41 3/4, up 3 3/4. March wheat ended at 8.57 3/4, up 4. May wheat ended at 8.64, up 3 3/4. December corn yesterday ended at 7.38 3/4, up 11 3/4. March corn ended at 7.42 1/2, up 11 1/2. May corn ended at 7.37 3/4, up 11. January soybeans yesterday, 13.94 3/4, up 11 1/2. March beans ended at 13.82, up 14. May beans ended at 13.65 3/4, up 14 1/4. December soybean meal yesterday ended at 4.24.60, unchanged. January meal, $420, up a dime. And March meal, 4.11.70, up 1/4. December soybean oil yesterday, 47.89, up 84. January oil, 48.22, up 85. March oil, 48.69, up 86. And December oats yesterday, 375.5, up 11. March oats ended at 386, up 11 1/2. The cash grain report is not available to us on this Tuesday morning. We'll move on to the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. December hogs yesterday ended at 81.45, up 1.12. February hogs ended at 87.42, up 97. April hogs ended at 91.97, up 72. December cattle yesterday, 126.60, up 45. February cattle, 130.15 up 12. April cattle ended at 134.02 down a nickel. January feeder cattle yesterday ended at $146 up 40. March feeders 148.40 up 27. April feeders 149.92 up 12. We don't have the cash livestock markets available to us on this Tuesday morning, so we'll go on to spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday. For butter, 172, down 7.5. For block cheese, 182.5 unchanged. For barrel cheese, 172.25 unchanged. And the spot price for Class 3 milk ending yesterday, 2070. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for November, 738. For January, 731. Corn delivered to Scottville for November, 738. For January, 731. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for November, 1394. And for January, 1398. Wheat delivered to Scottville for November, 801. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, 738, corn at Scottville, 738, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, 1394, and wheat at Scottville, 801. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday, brought to you by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie, by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color radar showing no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Carlinville Truck Equipment is the one name you need to know for truck and trailer repair. Plus, they have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. For help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, see Carlinville Truck Equipment. You can count on Norm Craze and his staff for fast, dependable service. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 1900 North University, Carlinville. Call 854-6706.
We know that every minute M&M Service Company can save you on the farm means more time to spend with your kids. That's why M&M Service is your one-stop source for farming, information technology, value-enhanced grain programs, diesel fuel, propane, grain handling systems, and so much more. At M&M Service, they are dedicated to making your time in the fields more productive, more profitable, and more efficient. Because they're a family operation too, they understand how important it is to spend more time with your kids. For more information, visit their website, M&MService.com. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies later today across mid-Illinois, high temperatures in the low 60s and light northwest winds. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the low 40s. For tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny skies, the high in the low 60s. Your extended forecast for Thanksgiving through Saturday, partly cloudy and cooler, with a chance of showers on Thanksgiving, low temperatures in the low 30s, high temperatures in the upper 40s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure steady. Our temperature, 40 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is yours next.
Listen for high school basketball on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Brought to you by Kurtz 24-Hour Towing in Litchfield. Call 324-2400. Hillsboro Rental next to the tracks in Hillsboro. C&B Bank and Trust with 12 locations to serve you. Midwest Basement Technologies. And by Bishop Motors, family-owned in Staunton and Litchfield. And for the broadcast and online broadcast schedule, check out our website, WSMIRadio.com.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by EnviroFoam of America. First of all, in our farm news today, Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau recently talked to area pork producers, and she reports.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting agriculture news here on WSMI. Well, last month as we attended the open house on the Kloss family farm north of Carlinville for their hog operation, it was great to celebrate with the Kloss family, but also to see so many other producers from the county come and support the operation. Tim and Mark Rushup are family farmers near the Staunton area, and Mark told us more about why they were there to celebrate and a little bit more about their family operation. Mark, you were saying you actually are the president of the Young Farmers here.
Yes, we're here to came out today to check out the new livestock building and help promote livestock in Macoupin County, because it is becoming a rarity that someone is investing money back in local producers. So we came out here to get some pork chops and check out the new building because it's open to the public. It's beautiful.
Tell us about your freezer beef business, because it's been a few years and, gosh, that's really a successful business for you guys.
It really is. Locally grown food's pretty a hot topic right now, and we are out doing that. People want to know where their food comes from, and we show them and let them know. And we have customers all over the place, just not Staunton area. We travel, there's a gentleman in Chicago that buys from us every year.
Wow. How did you start establishing? So word of mouth, or how did that work for you as far as getting those customers?
Basically word of mouth. Our dad and mom, they're pretty involved in that, and they'll just start up conversations with people everywhere and let them know that we do this, and that they can become a customer of ours, and it's pretty easy. It's not complicated at all.
Because you are just consistent and you provide that quality product.
That's right, Rita. We do that, and we also have beef, available all the time. So we have sold quite a few fat cattle lately.
People stocking up for the winter.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And people are starting to worry about their grills next spring.
Your brother, Tim, is also with us. And Tim, as you look at your family operation today, how great is it that you're able to still farm with your brother and your dad and make it work?
Oh, that's really great. It's a lot of fun. We can be together every day, work together. Surprisingly enough, we do get along really well. So it's a lot of fun to be there and to get everything done.
Another aspect of your farming business today is the fact that you guys are local Burris seed dealers. And tell us about that relationship.
Mark and I have been Burris dealers for going on 5 years now. Got started with a guy I knew from college, and we started buying some from him. He said, why don't you become a dealer? So we did, and it's done very well for us the last 5 years. And we continue to grow our business in that aspect.
And now you have a next generation to talk about. Tell us about that.
Yes, about 14 weeks ago, became a father. We have a daughter, a first grandchild on our side, and actually the first girl in 114 years in our family.
Yes. Wow, and her name is?
Her name is Mackenzie.
Wow, 114 years.
Yes, for a Rushop girl.
You guys must feel pretty good about the future with the partnership and with the diversity that you have right now.
Yeah, and it works out really well to have the livestock and the farming and the seed sales to keep us all busy and give us all something to do.
Macoupin County Family Farmers Tim and Mark Rushop here on WSMI.
And that was Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau. Our guest on the AM Live program Monday morning was Don Schaefer, the Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association. We talked about the potential financial crisis known as the fiscal cliff. He said if nothing is done, it will affect many industries, not only trucking.
It's holding back the trucking industry. I mean,
sure.
Trucking industry, as the economy slowly, very slowly improves, the industry has been kind of sitting on the sidelines, afraid to expand. And a lot of, you talk to anybody, I don't care if they're a big businessman, small businessman, what have you, they are afraid to do anything. Two things. Number one, the election. Well, the election's over, so that bit of uncertainty is done. But the big uncertainty is the tax situation and the budget situation. The quote-unquote fiscal cliff is on the minds of everyone, and everyone is afraid to do anything until that is solved.
And this affects trucking companies from 2 to 200 trucks.
And not just trucking company, but anybody supplies equipment to anybody. I mean, no one wants to do anything right now. We're kind of at a standstill. It's a good thing it's happening during this time of the year, the holidays, because things do slow down a little bit in certain industries. But I think you're also going to see, unless they get this thing resolved, I can guarantee you the retailers are sitting there keeping their fingers crossed that these talks continue, because people are afraid to spend money because of the fiscal uncertainty in Washington.
And that was Don Schaefer, the Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Monday's guest on the AM Live program. Our guest on the Saturday Farm Show was Roger DeWitt of Gillespie. He is well known throughout the area for his artwork depicting rural scenes of past years, and we ask him how he gets his subject ideas.
I have got an extensive idea file that I started years ago, and when I do get an idea, I make notes and I put it in a file, and then anytime I am out with my camera and I see things that I like, or I'll add those photos to that file, and I'll develop ideas. So I've always got a backlog of 100 or more ideas, and so that's how I do it. I got started with the art actually through the horses, because I was always able to draw when I was in school, and then kind of got away from it. But as we got into the horse business and got to mingling with other horse people, I got commissions to do horse portraits. And so I did that for quite a number of years, and then kind of branched off into my true love is the depicting historical Midwest rural farm scenes. And so I do a little Western work, but basically I do historical farm scenes. And so anything I can get, if I get an idea or something triggers something in my mind, I'll make a note of it and put it in my file.
The one I have of yours, I can't recall, Going Home or Coming Home?
It's called Returning Home, I think.
Returning Home. It has a green wagon on the back, and on the back of that wagon you can see where it says Hind Implement.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, that's a beautiful work.
Oh, thank you.
What is your, what medium do you use? Do you use oil on canvas or like that? Or?
Yeah, I have. I do work in two different mediums. One is oil on canvas, and all the color things that you'll see of mine hanging around, and I do have like 60 reproductions in limited edition prints, but all the ones that are in full color, the originals are done in oil on canvas. And then you'll see about half of my work is graphite pencil, and it's a little bit more detailed. And I like to use the graphite pencil, especially on the old farm scenes, because it kind of gives a reminiscence of old black and white photos that you look through in your old photo albums, and you'll see a picture of your great-great-grandpa standing in front of the barn or something with his team of horses or with an old tractor. And that graphite pencil seems to work well for that subject matter.
And that was Roger DeWitt of Gillespie, Saturday's guest on The Farm Show. In the United States today, there's an awakening in consumers of one question: where their food comes from. National Pork Producers Council Vice President of Industry Relations Dallas Hockman says much of this is driven by the arrival of social media networks, and organizations like the Humane Society of the United States are capitalizing on these questions arising in the marketplace. Hockman says livestock organizations are realizing it's time for their industries and producers to step up.
We have to do a better job of telling our story, getting out in front, first and foremost with our customers and talking about our commitment and what we're doing as it relates to production practices. Currently, the issue at hand is with sow housing. But in the larger picture, there's a variety of other issues related to pain management, such as castration and tail docking, the use of antibiotics, the use of beta agonists, and all of those are coming up. And so we're very active now in working with our retailers and making sure that we inform them of what's going on and why we're doing these things, the rationale behind it, commitment, because we too, care about animal care. At the end of the day, our livelihood of our producers depend on it.
Mr. Hockman says it all comes down to a four-step process for producer engagement.
One is first and foremost of producer accountability. We're doing the right things, making sure that our producers are trained, they're abiding by industry programs such as our We Care initiative and our PQA Plus program. And then secondly, we have to make sure and fight for any undue regulation and legislation. So all of those which we know are adding cost and ultimately raise the price of food. And the third step is out working with our customers to say, hey, just so you know, these are why we do. The days of whole of don't ask, don't tell, we can't, wait till a crisis. We have to be out there in front now. And the fourth area is exposing the activist agenda, making sure that we talk about what's going on here and why they're doing what they're doing. So it is a kind of a holistic approach.
From the National Pork Producers Council's perspective, Mr. Hockman says it's all about choice. And NPPC believes producers should have a choice as to how to run their farms and take care of their animals instead of activist organizations dictating a care plan to producers.
We're engaged in a very active process right now of reaching out to our customers because they're interested, because they're getting pressure. At the end of the day, all of this is brought about by brand pressure. They're making these announcements with really no understanding of what it means in the supply chain. And they're finding out as they've made these announcements, they're going back out, that the reality of the equation is the product's just not there. Because we're probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 5% of our industry is any way, shape, or form segregating product that might come from an alternative style housing system. So by no means is the industry prepared to deliver on a request. And this is all about a logical flow with anything. If a customer wants it, our producers stand ready to provide it if they're willing to pay for it and there's a cost associated with it. And most importantly, if the customers, in this case our consumers, are asking for it. But the reality of the equation is our consumers aren't asking for that today.
Mr. Hochman reiterates the importance for producers to speak up and tell their story to consumers. And for consumers who would like to see and hear more about what pork producers actually do on their farms, you can go to www.porkcares.org. OSHA has fined the Cargill Pork Processing Plant in Beardstown $114,000 for failing to protect its workers. OSHA says the plant failed to protect workers from unexpected machine startups at the plant. There were three violations. One is that Cargill did not document inspections on a piece of equipment. The second violation was that employees were exposed to hazardous energy while working on the equipment. And third was that employees did not have adequate training. Pork producers have constantly looked for better ways to manage their sows from the early 1980s, when many sows were first moved inside, until right before the turn of the century. Swine Vet Center veterinarian Tim Lula says producers have upgraded their sow facilities. Now, though, Lula says producers face the challenge of some wanting them to move away from gestation stalls. He says producers don't want to give up managing sows individually because the injuries that can occur when sows are grouped that hurt the animals. And the United States producers don't have the approved pain medications for those injuries. Another concern is the loss of pregnancies in the first 30 days, smaller litters, and increased sow death losses that can come from group housing. If a move to pen gestation becomes mandatory, Lula says, producers believe new facilities would be better than remodeling. The National Farmers Union urges Congress to take action on tax reform in addition to spending reductions. While a lot of discussion recently has been about impending cuts that could happen during sequestration, National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson says it's only half the matter, and the best way to deal with the deficit is to sensibly raise revenues and reduce expenditures. The National Farmers Union believes Congress must also make sure more middle-class families and individuals are not required to pay higher taxes because of the alternative minimum tax. Another bullet point on NFU's priority list is for the estate tax to remain effective and fair, and Johnson says that's because it's an important part of the nation's federal tax code. He says NFU looks forward to working with Congress and the President to make sure a workable compromise can be reached. Speaker of the House John Boehner assured House Ag Committee Chair Frank Lucas the farm bill is still part of the year-end big picture for Republicans. Lucas says Boehner gave him the impression it was one of the issues that will be addressed, and he assumes regarding sequestration and taxes. Clearly, Lucas says the $35 billion of savings in the House package has gotten someone's attention. Some way, somehow, Senate Ag Ranking Member Pat Roberts says a five-year farm bill has to get passed because farmers, ranchers, and lenders are in financial purgatory right now. House Ag Ranking Member Colin Peterson says he is absolutely 110% against a one-year extension and will do everything in his power to stop it. In electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, once again, December wheat is now trading at 842.5 up 3/4. March wheat trading at 858 up 1/4. December corn trading at 738.5 down 1/4. March corn trading at 741.5 down 1 penny. January beans trading at 1387.75 down 7. March beans trading at 1375. Now down 7. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Envirofoam of America and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. Reporting, I'm Randy Prangy.